This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Twitter's Jack Dorsey, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, and Google's Sundar Pichai testified to the Senate Science, Commerce, and Transportation Committee virtually over their restrictions on certain content on their platforms. The testimony led to a heated exchange between Dorsey and Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
So you're testifying to this committee right now that Twitter, when it silences people, when it censors people, when it blocks political speech, that has no impact on elections?
People have choice of other communication channels with which...
Not if they don't hear information. If you don't think you have the power to influence elections, why do you block anything?
The Trump administration, seizing on unfounded accusations of bias against conservative views, has asked Congress to strip some of the protections that have generally shielded the tech companies from legal responsibility for what people post on their platforms. Americans are voting early for next Tuesday's presidential election in unprecedented numbers, a product of strong feelings for or against the two main candidates and the desire to avoid large crowds at Election Day polling stations amid the coronavirus pandemic. More than 71 million people have already voted 6 days ahead of the official Election Day, totaling more than half of the 2016 overall vote count. President Trump, former Vice President Biden, and their respective running mates are continuing to make their closing arguments to voters. Biden voted early in Delaware and then received a virtual briefing from public health experts. In a speech, the former vice president said that he would not be able to solve the coronavirus pandemic by, in his words, flipping a switch. This